This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much, and welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage, where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of these guys is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Players, you ready? Ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Here we are. These are the two players who are going to make everything happen out here on the Starcade floor. Your name is?
Donald Gianoli.
Donald, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 25 years old. I work in one of the largest wineries in the world. My hobbies are archery, which I am no William Tell. And I like to play video games and work on my computer.
And would you like to make a deal with me? I can get you free plays on CineStar for two cases of wine. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Your name?
Robbie Arias.
Robbie, how you doing?
Pretty good.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay. Are you really 12?
Yeah.
All right. When you get to be 30, what do you want to be?
I want to be an electronist.
Electronist. Okay, Robbie. Listen, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, obviously not matched up according to height. And one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is CineStar. Okay, Robbie and Donald, shake hands. Get ready to play Starcade. While they go over there, Kevin will tell us about the five games they'll be dealing with today. Kev?
We've got three of the ever-popular space games today, a road race and an imaginary world. Game number one today, Xevious, a battle to save Earth. Number two today, Stargate, and the humans are depending on you. Next is Pole Position, an exhilarating road race. On to Cosmic Chasm, journey through a black hole. And finally, Crystal Castles, a jeweled fantasy. Jeff?
Thanks a lot, Kev. All right, those are today's five games. Both of you, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. Now, one of them is a mystery game. You pick that in the first three games, and the valuable prize is automatically yours. We're going to ask Kevin to whisper to our home audience and tell them what the mystery game is. Kev?
Today's mystery game is Cosmic Chasm.
All right, that's a mystery game. Now, Donald and Robbie, I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer it correctly, and you'll pick the first video game, which is quite an advantage here on Starcade. You ready?
Ready.
Hands on buzzers. Get set there, Rob. Here's the question. The guzzler, if he's empty, can replenish his water supply. Donald?
By drinking the water on the board.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was going to tell you that. That wasn't the question. So, Robbie, you're going to automatically pick the game, but let me finish the question here. The guzzler, if he's empty, can replenish his water supply by drinking from water puddles, and A, no other way, or B, or by just walking. So it was or by just walking. So there it is. Robbie, you get to pick the game. Which one do you want?
I think I want to play Xevious.
Xevious. Okay, Xevious it is. That's a fun game, and Kevin will tell us how to play it.
You're in control of the Solvalu, an aircraft with mind-boggling capabilities on a mission to protect Earth from invaders. Search and destroy over 32 different enemy targets on land and in the air. You'll search out the enemy in an ever-changing landscape of forests, oceans, deserts, rivers, and landing strips. Encounter forces beyond your imagination, like the deadly Bacula resistor shields, a flotilla of floating mirrors. It's battle for the planet Earth in Xevious.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Well, Robbie, you all set?
Yeah.
You nervous?
I'm trying to control it.
Okay. How do you do that?
Just not be nervous.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good idea. Now, you picked Xevious. Why'd you pick Xevious?
Because I like it a lot.
All right, now I'm going to give you a hint. You can take it or forget about it. And Donald, you might listen too. Sometimes if you fly near the top of the screen, you can score better before the 50 seconds is up. You all ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you have 50 seconds. Good luck to you, Robbie. Get ready. Get set, play. Fine so far. Let's see how well he bombs when the target comes up. Good, there's the target. All right. Be careful. 30 seconds. That's right, you have another Silver U coming up. Thank you. 20 seconds, Robbie, going well. Look out. All right, here's another target coming up. All right, good shot. Rob, 2,130. Nice play, my friend. You head on back, and Donald will come on down. Come on, Donald. Oh, he had a pretty nice score, I think, for 50 seconds. What do you think?
Pretty good.
How good are you at Xevious?
Not very good.
Ah, he picked a game that you weren't too hot at, huh?
Definitely.
All right, we'll see what happens. You have 50 seconds like he did. Get ready, get set, play. Like you're doing okay to me. Look out. Whoop. First target. Got one. Another target. Can you get it? Nope. Got that one. 25 seconds. Staying alive. Good play. Seconds. All right, Donald. You're going to have a chance? Don't think so. 5,050. I thought you said you weren't so good at that game.
Neither did I.
That's terrific. Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment. Let's see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starrcade. Stay with us, huh?
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The Starrcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Sinistar. It lives and it hungers, tended only by its workers and protected by its warriors. Sinistar, an ominous conflict in space, furnished by Williams Electronics. Time now for more Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. Boy, both Kevin and I would like to take Starrcade home, and I know Donald and Robbie would like to take it home, too, or Starrcade, I mean Sinistar home. Donald and Robbie, let's check your score, see how we're doing after the first game. Donald, so far you have 5,050.
Yeah.
Robbie, you have 2,130. All right, now don't get depressed there, Robbie. Donald's in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and then we're going to total the points scored on both games, and that will determine who gets to play the name the game board. So if you guys are ready, I have another question for
ready.
You. All set? All right. Hands on buzzers. Here's the question. In Kickman, the player scores points by A, catching or popping balloons, B, kicking... Yes, Donald.
By popping the balloons on his head and
right,
kicking
catching
them.
Catching or popping balloons. A, right. There you go. You got it. Well, Robbie chose the game last time, and you beat him at his own game. You'll choose the game this time. One of them's a mystery game that's still up there. Which one do you want to play?
Crystal Castle.
Crystal Castles. That is a wild game. Let's have Kevin explain that one.
This is a fantasy land where you magically become Bentley Bear, lost in a land where jewels line the streets and grow from the Crystal Castle. Gather them up, but be wary of magical creatures that guard them, like walking trees and gem eaters that collect the gems themselves. If you can get to one of the gem eaters while he's swallowing a gem, you can make big points. And there's a magic hat, and once in a while a honey pot that will score big points. This is a land of mystery and magic. You're on a trip through the Crystal Castles.
Okay, Kevin. Now, Donald and Robbie, listen, too. If you put the magic hat on, if you get that on, nobody can hurt you until the hat disappears. There's a secret ramp here that you might be able to find, and you'll see the gem eaters eating with the little gems going up. Maybe touch them then, and you get some points, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, well, wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds on the wild game of Crystal Castles. Get ready, get set, play. Doing great. All right. Yeah, there's the first screen. Another screen coming up. We'll see the gem meters this time. 35 seconds. Oh, we got trees. jackpot. You got the honey pot. Good for you. Watch out for the bees. Twenty seconds. Doing fine, Donald. Look out. Can you get those last gems? Let's see. Will he get it? Whoa, those trees are... Yes! No, I guess they got you. See if you have enough time. Get that gem. Can you get it? Yeah, there you go. All right, 12,308. Congratulations, Donald. Nice play.
Thank you.
All right, head on back. Let's see how Robbie does. Come on, Robbie. Did you turn around for a second, Rob? You and I will chat for a little. You want to get right to the game, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of a crazy game. I hope you have a lot of fun playing it. What do you think you're going to do here? Any kind of strategy?
Yeah, just roll the ball.
Roll that track ball. Okay, you'll have 50 seconds. Are you all set?
Yeah.
Get ready, get set, play. There you go. Doing fine. All right. Good. On to the next screen. 35 seconds. Go for it, Rob. There's the honey up there. Got the honey. Good for you. Top of the bees. Oh, look out for the trees. They're closing in on you. Good jump. Way to go. 14 seconds. Go as fast as you can. $12,176. That's terrific. Head on back, Robbie. We have a close game, I think. Both of you had a chance to play Xevious and Crystal Castles, and one of you now is going to play for a very special prize. So we'll total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Donald, your score so far is... 17,358. Yeah. Robbie, your score is 14,306. Yeah. Donald, you're still in the lead. Come on down here. I thought he had caught up to you there, but apparently not. And behind you, Donald, is the Name the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a terrific prize. You all set to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to win.
All right, turn around, and up in the upper left-hand corner, you will see appearing either Domino Chain or Domino Man.
Domino Man.
Domino Man, right you are. Screen number two, Fusars or Kicks?
Kicks.
Kicks is right. Number three, Mission X or Zor?
Zor.
Zor, right you are. And finally, is this Food Fight or Food Fling?
Food Fight.
Food Fight is right. You got all four. All right, congratulations. Kevin has a nice gift for you. Kevin, what did he win for getting all four?
It's SICE Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. SICE provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, SICE.
All right, Donald, you've got yourself a nice prize. You're in the lead, but we have one more round to play, and we'll be back in a moment to play that final round of Scarcade and see who has a chance to win their own video arcade game.
Here's the latest news from the Starcade hotline. There's a video game only a few will ever get to play. It's a space capsule, computer programmed to respond with rowing, pitching, and yawing up to 60 feet vertically, 40 feet laterally, and 8 feet longitudinally. The visual in the cockpit is fed through a TV camera that scans a large three-dimensional model of the Earth below. Every aspect of this video game is designed to simulate, in the most minute detail, space flight, because the people who fly it are playing for keeps. They're astronauts, and this is NASA's Space Shuttle Simulator. And now back to more video games with Jeff Edward.
All right, Donald and Robbie, here we are at round number two. This is the big challenge. There's only one game left to play, and this time there's only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win that Sinistar video arcade game. Robbie, you look like you're picking out the game you want to play already, are you?
Yeah.
All right, get both hands ready for the buzzer. If you answer the question correctly, you'll get to pick the game, but Donald's in there too. Here's the question. How many apples on the first screen of... Yes, Robbie?
Two.
No, sorry, that's not right. We should have waited for the whole question. Here it is, and Donald, you get to pick the game. How many apples on the first screen of Super Pac-Man, A27 or B31? And it was B31. So, Donald, you have the choice of the last game here. Remember, the mystery game has yet to appear. So what are we going to play? Is it Pole Position, Cosmic Chasm, or Stargate?
Cosmic Chasm.
Cosmic Chasm. That's it. That's the mystery game. Oh, you're cleaning up here, Donald. Kevin, what did Donald get this time?
It's Mr. Disc, a compact personal portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries, Mr. Disc.
All right, Donald. Well, you picked Cosmic Chasm and Kevin will tell us how to play it.
Your mouth sounds a little like a Cosmic Chasm today, Jeff. Come in, Earth. This is the mothership of the Cosmic Chasm Space Station. Our station has been seized by a hostile force. We cannot reclaim, so we must destroy. We are launching one of our smallest ships to maneuver through the tunnels and chasm of the station. Our mission, to reach the central power core, destroy it, and then flee the way we came before we, too, are destroyed. Wish us well in the Cosmic Chasm.
Okay, Kev, thank you very much. Donald, and you might want to listen, too, Robbie. I guess the only thing I can tell you about this is if you get in trouble, you can blast your way out and go to the next screen.
Right.
And use your shield. You only have 40 seconds, so use it as much as possible as long as it lasts.
Sure will.
All right, good luck to you. 40 seconds on Cosmic Chasm. Ready, get set, play. Here we go. Good firing. All right. Touch anything. That's way out. Okay, here he is in the next place. Good, good. All right. Playing fine. 15 seconds. That's it, 9,850. Good play, Donald. You satisfied with that?
Yes, I am.
Think you should be. You never got hit once. Heading on back. Come on, Robbie. Well, Robbie, my friend, what are we going to do about all this?
Play good.
I beg your pardon?
Play good.
Play good. I think that's what you have to do. You got to score some points. I wish you good luck. You have 40 seconds. Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, Rob. Ready, get set, play. And we're off. That's it. Good, good. Be careful. Look out. Oh, too bad. Another one coming out. Turn him with the thrust button. That's the way to do it. Yeah, you got him. Okay, you can blast your way out now. Look out. Oh, no. You don't want to touch that. 15 seconds, Rob. Shoot on out. There you are. 7. All right, Rob, 4,350. Nice going, my friend. You head on back and stand next to Donald there. And what we're going to do now is show you the grand totals. Donald, you have a grand total of 27,208. Yeah. What a player you are. And Robbie, you didn't do badly. You have 18,656, but Donald is the big winner today. Well, Robbie, nice to have met you, my friend. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Well, we have some nice gifts for you, too, for being here on Starcade, and thank you very much for playing with us. And you, my friend Donald, for being today's big winner, we have something special for you. Kev?
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Monitor from Texas Instruments.
And also, you've won the right to give a try at getting Sinistar and taking that home with you. And we'll find out if Donald can do that right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And Zonix video games with the exclusive Double Ender. Two amazing games on one cartridge. Multiple screens and unbelievable graphics. Zonix new cartridges, Spikes Peak and Ghost Manor. Zonix, more fun for the price of one.
Hey, welcome back to Starcade. Well, Donald, you're our champ, and now there's a big challenge for you. This is a chance now for you to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Stargate and Pole Position. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you pick Stargate, you'd have to score at least 2,483 points, okay? If you pick Pole Position, you'd have to score at least 5,900 points. Those are the scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. Now, you reached your decision, and you picked...
Pole Position.
Pole Position. Okay, that means that if you score 5,900 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize, CineStar. So
yeah.
We're going to let Kevin tell us about Pole Position while you and I get ready to go over and play CineStar.
Get behind the wheel of a Formula One racing machine and experience an incredible contest of driving skill and endurance. Increase your score by accelerating to top speeds and passing other cars on the course. Complete the course with time to spare and earn more points. If you're the best, you'll qualify for the pole position in the race to come.
Well, Donald, 5,900 points. In order to do that in 30 seconds, you're going to have to clear that fourth turn, that's the hairpin turn, and not crash, right?
Right.
Okay, well, wish you good luck. If you're all set to go,
ready,
get set, play. Trying to beat 5,900 points in 30 seconds. Here we go. Second, first turn coming up. All right. Seconds. Here comes that turn. Oh, look at that. No trouble with that. You did it. You did it. With that, any problem at all. Way to go, Donald. Congratulations to you. You're going to take home CineStar. Some friends coming up to wish you good luck. This is Jeff Edwards from Stargate. See you in the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade.